But surely, David, if you were at the meeting, why would you need the minutes? You there?
Yes, because the minutes are action-oriented. And that's one of the points we'll come to. Minutes are written to be a list of the issues, the decisions that were made in relation to those issues, and the action that's required as a result of those decisions. And that's why people need minutes. You see, a vast number of organisations now don't keep minutes of their meetings. They just keep action lists.
Right.
And that's actually all people want. Now, it's very common, however, to find people who have what one might unkindly say a very old-fashioned view of minutes. I tend to not use the word old-fashioned. I tend to say have an unrealistic view of what minutes are. Minutes are not a story. The worst set of minutes I've ever seen, for instance, went like this, word for word. Mr. Richards opened the meeting at his normal prompt 2:30 p.m. He was resplendent in a new brown suit which he had bought on his recent visit to the city for his wife's ingrown toenail operation. Brackets, Beryl's toes are now fine. Close brackets. Now, you laugh, and I laughed. The problem was they were a set of minutes from a local government meeting, and they were the actual minutes of the actual meeting of the elected members. They were fascinating, but useless.